We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you're buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
The ESL Rochester Fringe Festival, the most anticipated festival in the region, will once again excite audiences with nearly 650 performances September 9th through the 20th. From comedy, dance, and theater to jaw-dropping spectacles across 39 venues all around Rochester. Don't miss amazing performances in the Spiegel Tent, including the world premiere of Cirque du Fringe Claws Out, Shot Sphere, Kids Fringe, and more. And direct from Italy, Sphere, a mind-blowing outdoor spectacle, free at Parcel 5, September 19th and 20th. RochesterFringe.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy, the podcast that shows you what it's actually like to be a business owner. Mm-hmm. We are your hosts, Kelly Bush.
And Kelly Metros.
And we are so happy to be here and wrap up the season, the summer of money.
The summer of money.
Money.
I really hope people took the opportunity to learn all of these free things. But anyways, how are you today?
I'm tired.
Yes.
But I'm good. I'm good. It was a late night. It was a late night at work, but I'm excited to be here. How are you?
I'm fantastic because I got to see you in person last night.
That was so nice.
I know.
That was so nice to see you and all the kids and Aaron. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was going to make it, but he did.
That was great.
So, anytime I get to see you in person, it's a good time.
I agree. I know. And we're like 10 minutes from each other. It's ridiculous.
And I literally saw you for like 30 seconds.
It was good. I think I saw your kids more than I saw you.
It's okay. Right?
I'll take it.
So last night I got home and I saw, and I'm going to share it because I think it's relevant, this reel. And this woman was like, how did she put it? If the Nutcracker has been cast, it's too late. And I was like, oh, I got to watch this. Like, what is she talking about? She's like, if you see those ballerinas are lacing up their shoes and going to rehearsal, the year is over. You are 13 weeks away. It's over. You need to make sure your budget is in place. You need to make sure your holiday planning is in place. Because if you don't do it now, it is too late. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to bring this to tomorrow when I talk to Kelly because it's so relevant.
It's extra funny. The Nutcracker has been cast.
It's extra funny because my baby's in the Nutcracker this year.
I know. So
we were all laughing. I'm like, oh, shit, the Nutcracker has indefinitely been cast. We are definitely rehearsing.
No. Oh, so we're so behind.
Get your shit in gear and make sure your end of your budget, your cash flow projections of how the holiday season's going to hit your business, whether that's good or bad, how your employees, if you have them, are going to be taking their PTO. Which is always a nice hit when it's slow and then everybody takes their PTO for the holidays. You're like, yay. You gotta know your stuff and make sure it's in place. Because for those of you that it's not birthday season, it is holiday season. It is starting.
Yeah, it sneaks up. Somebody just emailed me about Thanksgiving week. I'm like, why are you even sending me this message? I'm like, oh, because it's next month.
No joke. It's not October yet in my head.
Yeah.
I need to get my altar up. We do it October 1st every year. I keep forgetting it's October. Mm-hmm. It's just too nice out. I don't know. I just don't want it to be October. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
we're here.
We're here. And You got, I don't even know how many weeks. I didn't double check her math, but make sure you've got your stuff in place for the holidays. That's the note to start the show.
Yeah.
There was actually another woman I sent you the reel for, Tabitha. She's an influencer and author and podcaster and all kinds of stuff. And she a little bit blew up the internet,
she
pissing
did.
People off
mm-hmm.
about how you might just need to get a job.
Yeah. People don't like that real talk.
I was like, I just got a job, so I totally understand. And I'm like watching people get very upset, and I don't think they understood the importance of what she said. Because you can't put everything on the line and then just ignore the fact that you've got stuff to take care of.
Well, and there's ebbs and flows of that, too. And I think that, like I said, people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's difficult. And, like, I think I said, every once in a while, this reel pops up from you and I. We were recording in your dining room, and it's you and I talking about, like, sometimes I feel like people think of business owners like kids think of teachers. Like, when they see you out in what kids see teachers out in Wegmans, they're like, you shop? You leave school? You don't live mm-hmm. there? And they don't think that we have real lives and we have real struggles. And sometimes, yeah, you just got to get a fucking job. Because bills have to be paid.
If that's what you need to do to make sure that you don't go under, that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it doesn't mean the business isn't going to work, but if it's not working in the moment, you still got to figure out life. It's not going to magically change. So
exactly.
For those of you that are upset that we agree with Miss Tabitha, I'm sorry, but I literally have 3 part-time jobs. So let's be real. I'm doing whatever I can to make sure my bills mm-hmm. can get paid while I'm bringing back my business. You know, it's working, you know.
Right.
Business is... you know, we're managing and we're doing the things, but I still have to pay the bills and I'm not in a place to be able to pay myself. So it's what can I do on the side? So everybody talks about their small business being their side gig. For me, I have my business and then I have all these side gigs. How can mm-hmm. I make some extra money? How can I buy groceries? How can I pay the mortgage? You know, so for me, it's all my side gigs and then my business is mm-hmm. the main thing. So yeah, it's been busy, but do what you gotta do.
Exactly. So if you need any marketing or social media or swag, feel free to reach out to Kelly and Kelly because we can do all that stuff for you.
Yeah.
Those are our side gigs and we were happy to help out because that's what we do to pay our bills.
So many side gigs.
Yeah. Kelly saw my little sweatshop last night where I make a bunch of swag and products for other businesses so they don't have to go to, I don't know, what is it, 4imprint or all those other online companies. You can come to me and I'll make all your stuff for you. So,
yeah, you have everything.
I do. I love it.
All right, so let's get real. Yeah.
Let's get real.
Like we didn't just get real. Let's get real about what we've talked about. How many episodes did we do?
7.
So this is the 8th episode. So this is the final episode, 8th episode. So much information. I mean, honestly, all of our episodes, I'm sorry, I'm biased.
Right.
Share so much information. But and we talk about money a lot in a lot of episodes, but having this specific, you know, purposeful series of breaking it down in various ways from different points of view, women doing all kinds of different things that have to do with financing.
Right.
And your business.
And that's what makes us different. And that's what makes us nominated for the Best of Rochester podcast.
Yes, I forgot to
get online and vote.
Yes, City Magazine, mm-hmm. Best of Rochester. We're nominated for the best podcast.
Yes.
I'm dancing if you can't see me.
I am as well. Dancing and singing.
So while we're dancing and singing, let's talk about some stats. I know that we've talked about a lot of them before. There's more stats embedded in all the episodes, but women-owned businesses make up 40% of businesses in America.
So we get 40% of that funding, right, Kelly?
No, we don't.
What? That's
we
unreal.
Also ask for less money.
Of course. It's because we're bootstrappers.
We're more likely to self-fund, which actually, talking about getting a job, that's why you might need to get a job. If you're self-funding your business, it even more is on the line. You may have taken out a line of credit. You may have taken out, you know, a credit card and it's all in your name, like, that's affecting your personal credit. Self-funding can be very scary, and I know that in a personal note because I have self-funded all of my businesses.
Yep.
And it's very scary.
Yeah, that 40% we're getting, women are getting 3% of that venture capital funding.
3%. So women, or men are getting, so 60% of businesses are getting 97, it's kind of like the economy right now.
Kind of.
So 60% of businesses are getting 97% of venture capital. And venture capital is different, but we're also less likely to get loans from banks. We're more likely to get higher interest rates and shorter terms. Yeah, no, it's insane.
And lower amounts.
We're better. So women-owned businesses are growing at a faster rate.
1.5 times faster.
Yes. So go women.
Go women.
Now let's catch up banks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving us less money and a harder time when we go in, which means that you got to focus on those relationships. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Yes, I think relationships are really important, and I think, and I know from experience, the difference of, you know, I've been doing this for a while, and I've walked into banks in various levels of my confidence, and when you walk in and you just kind of let them take the lead, and you don't push back and you don't know, is very different when you walk in with a very specific ask, and you know why, and you know how, and you know what you deserve. Mm-hmm. They're going to respond to you. They're usually men, and they're going to respond to you very differently. So, another reason to know your numbers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, we started with Lori Kibbe.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lori was talking about building legacies. We talked about the transfer of funds that's happening through baby boomers starting to die off. Sorry, baby boomers, but it is what it is.
Yeah, Lori shared candid insights on how women can redefine their financial confidence. From real estate investing to personal finance strategy, she emphasized the power of mentorship, risk-taking, aligning money decisions with life purpose. She was the first one that we interviewed there.
That was a great episode. And really, it comes down to financial literacy equals freedom. Whether it's a good financial or a good money thing that happens to you or a bad money thing that happens to you. I could probably use better words right now, but... if you are comfortable with your needs and what you know is coming and what you know you need, whether that's good or bad, what happens next, you're going to be able to respond appropriately. So whether that is you get a chunk of money from, you know, relatives that pass on, or, you know, there's some kind of crisis in your business and you need to react, you really need that freedom that comes from knowing your stuff.
Right.
So financial literacy equals freedom. Thank you, Lori.
Then we moved on to Abby F. Large. Abby fucking Large.
Ah, she was great.
She was great. And that's how she refers to herself. So,
Well, Abby they should know already because obviously they listened.
Exactly. Abby broke down how women can build wealth and agency through informed financial choices. She highlighted the importance of early financial education and encouraged listeners to own their seat at the financial table.
And we touched on women are already the financial decision makers in most households, whether they know it or not. You may not have the control of the finances, but you're making all the decisions.
Right, and we don't realize it, and we don't, because we're just not talked to like that as young girls and young women. That's not how we're educated. That's usually not how our parents brought us up to see ourselves in that role, but we take it on naturally, and we just don't.
We're expected to
deserve it, right? So we're making all of these decisions, but we're just not. We're not acknowledging it.
Yeah. So I think that it's very important to make sure you're not sidelined. And so I think that Abby taught us that financial literacy equals confidence. We are already doing it, so own it. Make sure you're at the table.
Yeah, I think one thing to take from that, like, really sit down, take 10 minutes, think about all the things you do in your day, not even in your business, day-to-day things that you take charge of, and when it comes to finances, write it down. You would be surprised. You are the money maker. You are the money decision maker, most likely, in your life. And then it was us.
Us.
Mm-hmm. The importance of money conversations in business. A frank conversation about money shame and avoidance in entrepreneurship. We tackled why transparency about pricing, profits, and payroll can strengthen, not threaten your business. Know your numbers.
Know your numbers. Really, that it is the backdrop of all of these conversations. Mm-hmm. If you're not at the table, you can't know your numbers.
No.
So, yeah, financial literacy equals power. It equals control. Yeah. And you should have it. It's yours.
Mm-hmm. You can't be scared of what's in your books. You can't be scared of the finances in your business. And when it's hard is the time you really have to dive in.
Yeah. And it's very important to know why you're spending the money you're spending. And where you're spending it. And if you're doing it blind, you're missing a ton of opportunities. And for small businesses, that's your payroll. That's you. Like, your pay mm-hmm. is getting wasted. So every dime that you're paying out that you shouldn't be, or you're doing because you're doing guesswork and you don't see a return on investment, but you're not looking, that's money you could be paying yourself. You could take yourself on a vacation. You could pay your mortgage. You could feed your kids. Whatever it is that you need to do. Those are dollars that are yours.
Mm-hmm. Right. So leaving things in your accountant's hands. I mean, I think we gave some amazing, if you have not listened to any of these seven episodes, and you should, shame on you, listen to this one. Cause there are some tips that we give that are going to save you money. And you think leaving things in your accountant's hands is one of the most horriblest things you can do. We're
dangerous.
Early. It's very dangerous because there are so many things that they just don't know that you could be changing, the things you can be saving money on, things that you can just be auto paying that you're not realizing, things that, you know, small things that you're paying that aren't really affecting your day to day that add up if you could be cutting these out and you just don't, they go unnoticed.
Take that
it
control.
Is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Control.
Then we talked to Scarlett Stantrop.
Yeah, that bitch at me. I love her.
Ditch the scarcity mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
She was great. With Scarlett, we explored money through a spiritual and emotional lens, encouraging business owners to heal money wounds, detach from scarcity thinking, and build a business that feels abundant and aligned. She made me feel good.
Yes.
I mean, talking about money just makes me scared. I mean, just anxious in general. And she was just like, ooh, the healing, like, deep breath that I needed.
Yes.
I go back to her episode a lot.
It's very healing to be aware of why you feel the way you do about money.
Mm-hmm.
To really
it's
break
traumatic.
It down. It's therapeutic to release that. At least just a tiny bit. Even if it's just a tiny bit of release of mm-hmm. this is why you feel this way. This is how you were raised. It's not necessarily your parents' fault. They did the best they could with what they had.
Absolutely.
But you now are in charge of a business and you need to be comfortable talking about money and knowing your numbers and breaking down the inner workings of why is really important. So financial literacy equals self-awareness.
Absolutely.
With Scarlett, that was a great episode.
That was great.
And then on the flip side,
Julie.
We talked to Julie Laughlin-Harris. That was deep.
Julie discussed balancing family values with financial realities, how to set boundaries, prepare for unexpected challenges, and keep love and leadership intact when life throws curveballs. And man, this woman has had curveballs. And
yes.
This episode was really about her business and finance, but man, we have to bring her back in so you can really hear her full story because, whoo, you will learn so much more.
Yes, she has learned so much, and I'm so happy mm-hmm. she's willing to share it with the women she works with. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, like we already mentioned in this episode, when you know your numbers, you can react mm-hmm. to the negative things as well as the positive things. So when you get pulled out of your business because you have to take care of personal issues, you need to know what and how you're going to survive that business, or that business is going to survive without you there.
Things are going to happen, whether it's you or your business partner. Life happens, and it never happens at a convenient time.
And many of us are in that sandwich generation. Women entrepreneurs generally I think the average was 40-ish. I don't have the stat in front of me. which means that we're raising kids and our family or our parents are aging. Mm-hmm. So our parents need us more and our kids need us more. So it's fucking exhausting. Mm-hmm. I love you kids and parents if you're listening.
Right, but it's never
ending. A lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And you're running a business on top of it. So you really need to be prepared. So you don't even have to think about it.
You know your numbers.
Your numbers. And we also talked a little bit about financial abuse. And it's very common in a lot of small business owners that are starting out, that are women, are using, you know, their self-funding, which means they're using their family's money, which means their spouse may be in control of the financial input for their business. And really being able to be open with your spouse and make sure that you can move forward and that they're not completely in control.
Right. Being aware of what that looks like, having those conversations before you go into business and knowing what abuse looks like and knowing where to get help for if you need if you need that help. And then we went to Crystal Wallace. Crystal demystified the funding process, outlining how to organize a funding folder, prepare for grants, and choose the right kind of capital for your goals. Definitely a good listen for anybody who's trying to scale sustainably.
Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your cash flow.
No, and so you can't do anything without cash flow.
So financial literacy equals resources. Mm-hmm. You need to know what you need and when.
Yep. Profits and, you know, those look great on paper, but your cash flow is what pays bills.
Yeah. And sometimes that means that you're going to have debt, and debt is okay.
Absolutely.
There is nothing wrong with debt. You do not have to be debt-free to be a successful business owner. And I think there are plenty of people in very high up positions that you can look at and know, everyone knows that they have like billions of dollars in debt and are considered some of the most successful business owners in the world.
Exactly.
So debt is not a negative. No. As long as you're doing it appropriately and you have control over it. And how do you have control over your debt?
You know your numbers.
You know your numbers. Yes.
And then Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth. That was Ruth fun. Manchak. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. I wish we had talked to her 15 years ago.
Right.
No matter where you are in your business, are you ready to sell?
Yeah. Ruth outlined. Yeah, she outlined how to plan your exit years before you're ready to sell. Her message is think like a buyer, build transferable value, and remember that a strong business runs without you.
Yes. So many tips and tricks. I took so many notes on things I need to clear up and organize so that when the time comes, we are prepared. Because if you do want to sell or need to sell, you don't want to be doing it in that scarcity mindset. You want to have it ready. It means your books need to be clean. Know your numbers.
Know your numbers.
But you need to be organized ahead of time, because that is stuff that will take you months to clean up. So if you start from the beginning and just have it ready and just have that mindset. And we also talk about the best time to sell your business is when it's the most successful, which is not when we want to.
Right.
So that was another shocker. I mean, it makes sense, but you're like, why would I want to sell my business now?
Right. And we talk about exit strategy, and, you know, I think, Kelly, you talk about it a lot with your business plans. You know, we write that in, and it's just something you write in because you're supposed to have it in there. But really think about what that looks like and why you have it in there and, you know, what maybe it might be time to sell. Maybe it might be time to look into something else.
Yeah, so financial literacy equals security. So if you are ready to sell at any given point in time, whether you mentally want to sell or not, having that security that you're in a good place and that you know you have, you know, we always talk about you can't quit your job as a small business owner. That is a way, you know, so the security of having everything lined up.
Right. That was a good 7 episodes.
Well, and this one too. So it was a good 8 episodes.
Good 8 episodes.
So if you missed any of them, just clear out and go back. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss them in the future. We have some more amazing women already lined up. I can't wait. We have so many cool things to share.
Absolutely. But most importantly, know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you are running your business blind. Your budget means nothing. Your marketing has no aim. Your decisions are just educated guesses. There's always some gamble in business, but confidence comes from clarity. Know your numbers because knowledge is power.
Can you tell we grew up in the 80s? But yes, every time we say that,
I know,
they have the little like star.
Words are knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. They're like little like after school special. I don't know.
Yep.
You guys can't see us on screen, but I'm trying to describe it with my hands. But yes, knowledge is power, and we can't push it more how important it is to know your numbers.
And if you need help with that, let us know. We will help you out with your books. We'll help you dig in and dive in and clean up those QuickBooks. We're not scared. We've helped many of our Bossy members. We've sat down with them. We're happy to do that with you guys, too. Just give us a call. We'll make that another side gig.
And honestly, doing that work is so important because that's how you catch waste. That's how you catch change. That's how you catch theft. That's how you catch, or not even catch, but that's how you check your ROI. You know, this is the money I'm putting in. What am I getting back?
Yeah.
You know, is this working?
Having other people look at my QuickBooks and things has been helpful. Like, it's scary at first, but having to kind of justify why I spend stuff is like, oh, okay, this is making me uncomfortable having to talk about it. Maybe it's something I need to think about. Yeah. And having other people's eyes look at stuff is stuff I didn't. Oh, right. Oh, crap. You do it differently. You don't pay that. You can do this differently. I didn't know that. Oh, there's a company that does that. I've been paying this. I had no idea. So it's really, really, really helpful. So I encourage you guys to do that. You don't have to look to us. But if you have a trusted business friend, please do that. It's a really helpful tool.
And I think another common thread, probably in all of our episodes, but specifically since we're talking about this chunk, is to have mentors, to have a group, to have people you can be honest and ask questions so that you can learn. Because we can't walk in and be confident if we don't know things. So when people, you know, use acronyms or words that you're like, what does that even mean? Have the power to, A, you can just look it up. Right? We have the power to do that, but also to have a group that you're comfortable with or have a person that you're comfortable with to ask those questions.
It's so important. Find your people.
Find your people. So knowledge is power. Find your people.
Right.
So follow us at Bossy Rochester. Email us if you want to talk, if you want to be on the show, if you have questions, if you have topics you think we should cover that we've missed. Bossy Rock, BossyRoc at gmail.com. Go and check out our website, BossyRoc.com, and make sure you subscribe to this podcast because you are missing out on so much free information that these women are willing to share with you so that you can be more successful.
Absolutely. And if you would like to sponsor, you are welcome to do that. You're always looking for sponsors for this podcast.
The great thing about sponsoring a podcast like this, if you're a business owner, if you are a business-to-business situation, it's so targeted. Most of our listeners, whether they're male or female, are small business owners. Yeah. So you're not filtering through the masses. You're getting a very targeted listener.
Absolutely.
So be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
Be the boss.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Don. Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? We have what you need at the Union Tavern Restaurant and Event Space in Seabreeze.
Whether you're planning a large celebration for up to 120 guests or need a cozy, intimate space, we've got you covered. Check out the Brad Street, our hidden gem speakeasy, perfect for gatherings of up to 20 people.
With reasonable pricing, an exciting and inclusive menu, and no reservation fees for weekday groups, the Union Tavern makes hosting your event easy and affordable.
Celebrate in style right here at the Union Tavern.
Book today at the Union Tavern Seabreeze.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Rochester, New York. We are proud to continue offering fresh-made, Mexican-inspired recipes that are affordable and served by Rochester's best. Check out our catering menu for groups of 10 to 2,000. Looking for something different to do? Selena's hosts monthly tequila tasting classes, as well as corporate team-building seminars. Check out the website to learn more, selenas.com, S-A-L-E-N-A-S.com. Come in and let us take care of the rest.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.